Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. On the eve of the Olympics are just starting here on the Chuck and Julie Show. Chuck Bonneville, Julie.
I will be doing some parallel bar.
She'll be doing the nail down along with the women's soccer team.
That's right. And I'll be wearing shorts, not bikini bottoms, when I compete in the volleyball contest.
That's right. That'll show them.
Yeah. Well, that one. They'll probably say, do you have anything? Do you have like a burger? No, don't ban us on that. Hey, Chuck and Julie, your truth straight up on a Party Friday. Welcome, everybody. Glad to have you with us. We've got Dr. Brian Junedep coming up. He's got a column in American Thinker today saying, oh, no.
Hey, guess what's next?
There's a monkey virus coming out of China. Now
he'll enjoy that one.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to kill us all. I guess this one was a bat virus. This is the monkey virus.
Monkeys are always worse than bats.
We're going to try to get some answers from Brian right away when we talk to him, and then kind of get into some of the politics of it to see what's going on here. Because I have a feeling they're trying to push the panic point again. So we'll see what goes on there. But also want to remind folks, okay, so we were banned by YouTube.
Officially
banned permanently. So anybody, if you're like, beginning some comments, where's your YouTube channel? Well, it's gone forever. Not only that, guys, but we can never have another YouTube channel ever.
No.
You'll be glad to know YouTube is protecting you. Mm-hmm. YouTube says there have been severe violations of their community policies. Yeah, severe. Yeah. And we are a danger to the
community and you.
And to the listeners. So YouTube had no choice. So what's interesting about that is that we got one strike about the election. Then we got another strike talking about the fact that the Colorado Health Department said kids under 12 didn't have to wear masks. And again, I don't think YouTube is listening to us. I think they just have algorithms that if you have masked children, conservative, then banned.
Then after you get your second one, then you cannot ever not be totally banned, because what they do is then they go back to all your prior shows with their bots and find something that violated their standards sometime in the murky past, and then you're permanently banned.
So they send us all these emails telling us, here's what you did, here's what you can't be talking about, right? Mm-hmm. And actually we hadn't. Now, not that we meant to not, we just hadn't come back up around again. But what they did was then they sent us an email and said, oh, guess what? You are now permanently banned because we found two shows that you did in February where you talked about
1963.
Yeah, exactly. Where you talked about the election results. So, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Once they decide to ban you, you're banned. Even though we hadn't said anything new, violating and putting all of you guys in danger, they went back and found that we put you in danger in February. Now, they didn't feel particularly strong about that back in February But in retrospect, we are just too dangerous. So I don't know. We may rename our show into the Danger Zone.
Highway to the Danger Zone.
Mm-hmm. We're going right into the Danger Zone. Mm-hmm. We won't sing it ourselves.
Though. Well, we might.
I mean, the whole thing is just ridiculous. So I'd like to remind people there are a couple ways you can always get us. One, through the great folks at BBS. You just go there to bbsradio.com and you can stop there, and then just they have a little thing on the left side that you can search the shows and you'll find us there, Chuck and Julie. Or you can go to bbsradio.com/Chuck and Julie Show. Now a hint, you can't say the Chuck and Julie Show. Leave the out. So it's bbsradio.com/Chuck and Julie Show. You can also go to our webpage, chuckandjulie.com. We post all of the shows there too. And we have been for a while, but it's going to be our main focus now, putting them up on Rumble. So if you just go to rumble.com, it's and then search Chuck and Julie. Our shows are there as well. And if you haven't worked Rumble, it's pretty much just like YouTube. It's like, you know,
they don't block you.
Only they don't block you. Only they don't censor you so much. Dan Bongino, a lot of conservatives going there. You know, and Chuck and I have talked a lot about this. On the one hand, I think we are entering really not entering, we're in really dangerous territory. I mean, I agree with the people who say this infringement on First Amendment rights, on the ability to have a debate, on the ability to dissent, on the ability to be wrong, on the ability to be crazy, which are all, you know, part of our, I believe, God-given rights in this country, that straight out assault on them by the elites, by big tech, and by the Democrats, I think is something that really threatens our country, because you have to be able to have that.
Well, we've had in years past, 1798 with the Alien Edition Acts, where if you said anything, they'd come and arrest you and throw you in jail. During the Civil War, they got rid of habeas corpus, and you said things too favorable to the Confederacy or from the Union or vice versa, they threw you in jail. During World War One, they'd certainly throw you in jail, and they did. Lots of people. They said, "Well, you're talking against the draft." You said, "I didn't say anything about the draft." You said the word "draft."
Draft.
And they're draft, and they throw you in jail. But what's unique about this is that it's not a time of war or semi-war. This is peacetime,
right?
And I can't think of another time in U.S. history during peacetime that the long arm of the government and law has decided to censor.
I think what's more scary, although we now know that Joe Biden is calling Facebook and telling them what platforms, what shows to take off. But what is particularly concerning to me is the language they use. They are used, and this is where I think the whole COVID thing has played into their strategy brilliantly is the wrong way to put it, evilly. They keep saying things like, we are a danger, right? That they must keep you safe. They must keep you safe from people like us who are giving you dangerous information.
Are we sure? It's not the other way around.
Right. Yeah. No, it doesn't matter to them.
I think maybe we need to be protected from our dangerous listeners.
Yeah. Barney. No, just kidding.
Barney,
just
Sandra, kidding. No. Donna, everyone. They're very dangerous.
Well,
for us.
But here's the thing, because, you know, Chuck, you talk about throwing people in jail. That's where they're going. That's why Nancy Pelosi is hammering on the insurrection stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, they want to portray people who. It's not even you disagree with them, because I don't think whether they agree or don't agree has anything to do with it on their part. There are certain things they want you to be allowed to say and certain things you're not allowed to say. And it's much more than just you're not allowed to say them. When you say them, you are a danger. And if you are a danger, you can then be prosecuted for being dangerous. They want to make, I think, free speech essentially a crime. And they are, right? Look at the difference between what's going on, what some guy, a Trump supporter, is, you know, out of a $250,000 bond for allegedly trying to influence work with foreign governments to influence American policy. Well, Hunter Biden, no alleged attempts. He admits that all the evidence is there in his laptop. He's busy opening up a new art gallery and selling pictures to people for $500,000 and no problem there.
Jen Psaki said, but he doesn't know who the people are. And
but he's meeting them at the galleries, of course.
But he's meeting them at the galleries, so maybe you could guess who they are.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. But again, they don't care. I think it's important to point out the hypocrisy, but they don't care that it's hypocritical. They've gone way past that. They know it is. They just believe that they are above it and that what they tell us we need to do is good. If anyone else disagrees with them or tries to dissent or debate them, it's dangerous. And those people must be silenced, stopped, deprogrammed, taken off of the air. But let me go on, because Chuck and I were also talking on the positive side, though.
Yeah,
what you've said, I think, is really true, that people are onto it. There was a time when it was more subtle, but I think it's become any more like advertising. When you watch a commercial, you may like the commercial, you may ignore the commercial, but you get they're trying to sell you something. Well, people get now that programs, ours and others, are trying to sell you something. And they get when they try to block you from hearing something that that's a con and a manipulation too, don't you think?
Well, but also the words and the verbiage and everything else, it's always... This is a debunked conspiracy theory. You know, oh, this is probably true then.
Right.
You've gotten all of their lies and mendacity and everything else, but it's not, I don't think it's working. And here's one of the signs.
Okay.
The Gallup poll, which has been around the longest of the polls, and in some ways it's a fairly reliable poll. I don't always agree with it, but I don't get that heavy finger on the poll where you're, you know, they're okay.
They interviewed 99 Democrats and one unaffiliated Democrat.
And they had Biden dropping to 50% approval. He'd had been at 54, 56. That's a significant drop. I mean, that's That's the kind of drop that you can't afford another drop similar to that without really getting people unhappy, i.e. Nancy Pelosi and all the rest of them. So people are seeing through it. I mean, he's been in what it's called the honeymoon period from when you get inaugurated in January through July. And he's had no good news. It's just COVID's back.
Inflation is up.
Inflation is up. He just seems to go from one disastrous town hall to another where he babbles and is incoherent. Now, that doesn't bother the vast number of Democrats. 90% still have him, give him approval, but the independents are dropping quickly. Republicans only 12% support him, and that's got to be the George Bush wing of the party, who we have our own here in Colorado. But it's really a time and effort where you can see the cracks starting to go. Yeah. And this idea of bringing back masks and lockdowns.
Well, we'll get into that in a second. Yeah, that's not going to fly. Hey, 888-627-6008 if you want to call in. 888-627-6008. Also, if you're listening on Zoom, just go ahead and unmute your microphone. Just want to read some of the columns. Tom Tancredo from Sandra wrote a great article in Citizens Press, America Citizen Press, Sandra. Thank you for reminding us about that. There's a revolution going on here, and it don't include no Roy Rogers or Bob Hope. No, that's absolutely true. And I'm reading from Thomas. We had some video. Never mind. Our videos won't work. Oh, they corrupted our videos. Now they're censoring the videos that we try to download. That's right. We can talk about those. But I more than just people are seeing through Biden, I think that there's sort of a cultural shift. You know, a long time ago, I did some stories and they were saying that there was a time in America where, you know, where they did deals and they signed contracts with handshakes. And sometimes the police would say they had difficulty with older people because they would take people at their word, right? They didn't realize so often that they were being conned. Okay, then you kind of get our generation, we're like, okay, we're being conned.
Everything
we're used to commercial. Exactly, everything in writing. And I listened to Rev, our son, when he's listening to social media videos, a lot of them are talking about exposing the fake social media videos. So he is totally aware that a significant portion of the stuff he sees on social media may or may not be true. It's garbage. Now, that doesn't mean he doesn't listen to it. Doesn't mean he thinks it's not funny. Well, he might be influenced. But I think, though, that this is what gives me hope. Number one, there are a lot of other platforms like Rumble. We're looking into something called Odyssey. We're on Parler. I think that the more they try to block certain shows, the more those shows go someplace else that doesn't block them. The other thing they're starting to do now is they're blocking not just political shows like this one, they're blocking all kinds of shows that they don't like.
Everything's not authorized.
Right. They're fiddling with the algorithms of the people who make musicians, say, who make money on YouTube. They're fiddling with all of that. And I think they are, kind of contributing to their own loss of power and contributing to other people going on to other formats, right? And for instance, I think I've told you, a cousin, he's a really big YouTuber, makes money, actually a great deal of money at it, but YouTube is messing with him. And he was asking me about Rumble. Yeah, he said he's had some people ask him about Rumble. And he said, you know, all I have to do is repost my YouTube videos on Rumble. And what's the big deal then? And if YouTube is going to mess with me. But I also think though people are more sophisticated than the big tech and the Dems give them credit for in terms of realizing maybe they don't get all political about it, but they realize that a lot of what they hear is garbage. I was at the pool the other day and one of my neighbors who's very liberal was saying, you know, I don't know what to think about this whole mask thing. And she flat out said, I don't believe anything any of them tell me anymore. And she's like a liberal person. And so people get that they're being lied to or manipulated.
Well, they also get that the teachers unions, the NEA and others are all pursuing critical race theory or equity theory or whatever their garbage theory is. So I think people now realize teachers in their public schools are, in many cases, their enemy. And that's important to realize if your kid is going to a school in which the enemy is teaching them that they're oppressors and everything else. So I think it's slowly building up. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight, but I don't see where the Biden administration goes. I don't see what popular, you know, it's infrastructure BS.
And that's one of those ones that's kind of like the government shutting down. Right. Nobody pays any attention. Right. Sandra says the problem is that they're getting away with it because people are afraid. You know, yes and no, Sandra, on that. You know, it depends on afraid and on what topic. I think there was a brief time when I think people were sort of afraid and you would try to mind your P's and Q's so that you wouldn't get canceled on YouTube. But then you realize you're going to get canceled anyway. I think most people who are, I mean, there are some people in the commercial, maybe I would say radio world, who have probably less freedom than we do.
Yes,
but I mean, you don't see Dan Bongino. You don't see Steve Crowder. You don't see us. You don't see Mark Levin. You don't see any of those guys. You don't see Tucker Carlson, for that matter, backing down at all as a result of it. When they're so overt about it, and you know you're going to get banned anyway. So I think people are not afraid. I think people realize that a lot of the attacks are coming from bots and that they're not real people. And I think the cancel culture, they're just busy canceling each other now. Not so much, I think, you know, regular people. It's all the liberals are canceling each other, which is fine as far as I'm concerned. And on the COVID, I want to know what you guys think about this. So I had to fly back to Chicago for my aunt's funeral over the weekend, or well, the beginning of the week. And the airport was packed. This is in restaurants, and the restaurants were packed. Everything was packed. The highways were packed. Traffic is back to being god awful. And you know, the media keeps hammering about the Delta variant and COVID cases are surging, blah, blah, blah. I don't think anyone cares. I don't think most people are afraid of COVID.
Well,
this
if you
time
go
around.
To the, go to the left wing news, CNN, all the rest of it, you know, everything's COVID. And I don't think it's going to be very popular. I think people have said, we're tired of you scaring us with COVID. We've had it with you and COVID, and we're not going to go back to being scared. So they don't know where to go. I mean, they can't do positive Joe Biden pieces. That's almost comical.
Right.
You know, this time of year, you usually get the Olympics. you know, I mean, other than the U.S. women's soccer teams joyously losing to Sweden to the cheers of the country. You know, does anybody want to watch the Olympics? No.
No. And this is from Dr. Donna. The media would like everybody to fall under the spell of the latest fear porn. Exactly. And then Sandra, Peter Boyles and his sidekick, Billy, blame all the people who refuse to get the shot on more lockdowns and masking. I'm sorry. I know you don't like to talk about another show, but you know, I'll jump in on this one because you know what? They're wrong. They're flat out freaking wrong. The number of people, how do I say it? The COVID cases are surging. And surging, that's usually, okay, so I looked up, there were 266 people in the hospital in Colorado with COVID right now,
not from COVID.
So given the fact that thousands of people have been infected, therefore would test positive for it, given the fact that there is that variant out there, 266 is not very many. And I would say to people like Peter and Billy, if you guys got the vaccine, what the heck are you worried about? If the vaccine is safe, and I think the evidence is pretty clear that for the most part it is, maybe it's not 100% effective. And we'll talk to Brian Dundup about this.
Well, it's not, you know, but it's not 100% safe and it's not 100% effective, but it's probably
pretty darn effective.
But it's so relatively effective.
All of you stupid people,
too many of you.
Sorry, Peter, but all of you stupid people who are saying, oh, we better wear masks again because unvaccinated people are getting COVID. You know what? That's their fault. That's their problem. The other thing I want to talk to Dr. Dundup about is, and this is something you notice they all leave out of the equation. So we know that hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people were infected with COVID, right? My question is, well, what about now their natural immunity? So all of those people have natural immunity. Therefore, they're as immune, I would think, from COVID as the people with the vaccine.
Probably more.
I mean, if you look at the way vaccines, my understanding of how they work, and we'll get him to clarify. So the bottom line is there are very few people out there. And I think, you know, this is America. You can ride your motorcycle without a helmet. You can get on a skateboard. You know, you can put your hands up when you're riding the roller coaster, right? We get to take risks in this world. If you decide that you would rather risk getting COVID than get the vaccine, if you haven't had it already, you get to, right? I mean, And the rest of us,
you get to, says who?
Well, I mean, I think in this country you should. And you know what? And if I'm worried about it, then I should get the vaccine. And if then I should shut up. I think it's like, if people don't want to, they shouldn't have to. And those guys like Peter and Billy, they're falling into the false narrative. They're buying it hook, line, and sinker. And frankly, Peter should be smarter than that. They're buying hook, line, and sinker because they just want to use it to harass people because they figure that more conservatives aren't getting the vaccine than liberals. No, and they're trying to make everything.
It's the left wing line.
Right.
I mean, you can go on CNN and see the same thing.
Right.
ABC News and so forth. And if that's what he thinks and Billy thinks, and that's what they think. But I don't think much of their audience thinks that way.
Right.
Or their former audience.
Well, and this from Dr. Donna, the greater number of those getting so-called sick have been vaccinated. Exactly. How do they come to their numbers? In the last 20 plus months, they've shown the models being used for horse excrement. It's there too. And Mark, I agree with you here. We are not putting our masks back on. We have had it. We're not scared, but we're fighting back. Too many businesses destroyed. People seem very happy seeing friends and neighbors again. Handshakes and hugs are in with all of our friends. We're not going back. And Sandra says, I agree, Mark. And Sandra says, yeah, thank you, Julie. I agree.
Well, what we love is how Biden in his town hall told a business owner, restaurant owner, that the government kept you open when all the government did was close everybody.
Right.
I mean, it's just amazing stuff. So it's really the unvaccinated people
at this point is going to be a pretty, in Colorado, what did I read? Like 68% of the people in Colorado have had both vaccines, right? 68%. So they're not, and of the remaining 30%, I got to imagine a significant percentage of them had COVID and are therefore immune. I think we're talking about a relatively small number of people. And let's go back to Michael Tao's argument. Don't buy into, Peter, the false narrative about cases of COVID. COVID, for the vast majority of people, is not a fatal disease. For a significant percentage of people, it's not even particularly a bad disease. And some, you're completely asymptomatic.
And if you do get it, you get ivermectin, you get the official one. Well, don't go to the emergency ward. Don't go anywhere else. Go to a doctor that'll immediately treat you for all the ones.
Don't buy into. Yeah, don't. Like I said, in Colorado now, 266 people are in the hospital with COVID, not necessarily from COVID, because they don't give us those numbers. So, Peter, you know, cases.
Well, play off, Peter.
Well, all right. I'm sorry. Yeah, he can't hear us now. But people who are people who are arguing that are deliberately smoke and mirrors, okay, trying to use smoke and mirrors in you. The underlying fact is that COVID is not the kind of fatal disease that we need to wear masks, we need to lock down the economy, we need to close businesses, we need to force people into bankruptcy. It's not necessary. We already know who is most at risk from COVID for getting really ill. Those people get really ill, there are ways to take care of that. So again, they're trying to say cases are surging, but then out of the same, they twist it around and they say, and yet on the other hand, but nobody's really sick. So they're trying to have it both ways. And the reason they are is because they want to lock us down again.
Well, they have nothing else to talk about before they could fill up their time with Trump stories and Russia stories and all that. And they can't do that. And, and so they don't want to cover Hunter Biden. They don't want to cover town halls with Joe Biden in it. What are they left with other than harassing and haranguing people, saying that if you're unvaccinated, and that allows those who got vaccinated feel virtuous. So,
and that's what it's about. See, those elites, they want to be virtuous. Those people there, they just need to feel like they are smarter and better than all of the rest of us. And this too from Dr. Donna, if you can find an original box the masks come in, it'll have printed on it that masks do not prevent you from contracting a virus. People prefer to be led by the nose and listen to the media. Would that be bull excrement rather than horse?
Well, let's listen to one of your videos.
Wait, I just said they don't have the videos.
They don't have the videos?
They were corrupt. The files didn't work. That's what Thomas was telling me. Yeah. Okay. You know, like I said, but one of the things though, and this is going to gear up to be a fight, and I think it's not working, is they want to try to put masks in kids. Chicago said they're going to have kids are going to have to wear masks. I know we got an email from our school simply saying, because I know he didn't want to be, you know, hounded by all kinds of parents calling, saying we're reviewing the guidelines, we're waiting to hear more. You know, I don't know. I think there is going to be a push to put us back in masks, particularly to put kids in masks.
Because who have no risk from COVID themselves, but they may get COVID purportedly and give it to those unvaccinated teachers. I thought all that teachers were vaccinated.
Right, exactly. So what's the risk there? And I know I've got some friends who are trying to get doctor's notes and things like that because they don't want to go back to work. Not that they're worried about getting COVID. They just find it easier to work from home. And so they're all like, oh yeah, it's dangerous. I don't think that businesses are going to let that happen either.
They let it last time happen.
Well, but, I mean, before they got it stirred, I think like Mark says, we're not going back. We look at all the damage and the danger that was, or the real danger that came from the COVID lockdowns, and people get it now. But I do think there's going to be a push to get at least kids back in masks. And parents, I don't think are going to take it. I think they woke parents up by, number one, making their lives miserable by with all those stupid Zoom classes. Number two, if you're a parent, you can flat see the damage this has done to your kid. Parents see that. And parents look around and they're like, it was not necessary. And then you throw in the critical race theory stuff that's going on. I think parents are looking around saying, no one is listening to us. There was the sound we were going to play was from a California school board meeting where the parents were outside saying, no, we're not going to do masks. Don't make our kids wear masks. We'll pull our kids from your schools. But I worry about that quite a bit, actually, because I think that there is going to be a push. You know, I don't know. What do you think? What do you guys think? Do you think that poll is, because they're in a tricky place, because on the one hand, the Biden administration wants to have cured COVID and declare victory.
Right,
and on the other hand, and the economy.
They want to keep everybody terrified, and it's hard to do both. But I think ultimately it's going to be terrible for the Biden administration to kind of go, oh, well, it looked like we were over the COVID thing with Trump, but now that I've gotten in, it's worse, and we need to go back to lockdowns and everything else. I just don't think.
No, I don't think people are going to do it. And again, I think parents are mad. And I think, you know, some of these polls, the bad Biden news, there was a White House pollster who was saying, you know, actually, people are not that worried about COVID. And this is another reason I think they're pushing it. What people are worried about is crime, and people are worried about inflation. For the first time since the pandemic was around, some of the polls, COVID has fallen down. I think maybe that's another reason why they're trying to hype it, because they want people to forget about the fact that their car is going to be broken into and their bicycle stolen if they leave it outside, or the fact that, you know, you go to the gas pump and it's a dollar more now than it was in January. They want people to try not to notice that, but I don't think that's going to work either. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't think they could get us to cooperate as much as they did. It was shocking how much, especially churches, just kind of gave in. So maybe they do it again.
Well, and that's where their danger words come in, right? That's why the danger hype is going on. They want to be able to arrest us and put us in jail for not wearing a mask if they have to, right?
Yeah,
if they feel like they have to. But again, I don't know. I think the Biden administration, to me, it's kind of tricky, because on the one hand, they're like, hooray, everybody get masks and we won. So we must, COVID, the economy is picking up, everything's picking up, everything's back to normal. You can have your barbecue on the 4th of July. And you must get the vaccine. If you get the vaccine, everything's going to be hunky-dory. But then to turn around and say, but if you get the vaccine, you still have to wear a mask. Oh, yeah. And by the way, you still actually might get COVID. And now, since everybody's getting COVID again, we have to close everything down. I mean, those are conflicting
messages.
Yeah. Do you think? Yeah. I mean, if you've been involved in politics, Ed, how do they work their way through that, do you think?
They keep on putting out mixed messages till they find one that they think works. But right now, I don't think, you know, the whole point of putting Biden on a town hall is to reassure everybody, and having Don Lemon just act as a sycophant. But it all didn't work, because he's not a coherent individual at times these days. So,
well, and nobody watched. I mean, somebody thought 20 people, exactly. Mm-hmm. There was nobody on there. And they showed the pictures. And I think, so the Biden supporters aren't watching. The conservatives
was a picture from the back of the hall, in which, you know, only the first few rows had been filled for their town hall, which is enormously. Oh yeah, he got 81 million votes. Sure he did.
And what it appears, and I don't know about this, so maybe somebody there might know and can weigh in. And a reminder too, call in if you want, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008, or unmute yourself if you want to actually go ahead and comment, although we're reading the chats here too. It appears, in that town hall that Joe Biden was listening to something. Now, maybe he was just losing his train of thought, or maybe he was just so incoherent. But I suspect that just from the way he was, I don't know, his body language.
You know, listen, and you're an expert, because being in television for so many years, it's confusing for some people to have somebody talking to the ear, listen to another one, and keep
track. So maybe his own way, maybe he's not actually that much into dementia. Maybe he's got people. I can tell you right now, it's extremely.
Julie, what are you doing? Shut up.
It's extremely distracting. When I worked in TV, they have something, I don't even really know what this is, but they call it mix minus. And what that meant is, like, so for instance, if you were talking on a cell phone or on a satellite, there's a little bit, about a 3 or 4, sometimes as long as 7 second delay. And they would have to flip a switch so you didn't hear yourself being repeated 7 seconds after, right? And every so often that would get messed up. So while you'd be talking, you'd be hearing yourself 7 seconds later. I would have looked like Joe Biden. I mean, there are times when you did, and you can see your eyes go like this because you're, or you have the producer trying to tell you something and you can't go, what? So maybe it's that, but I think you're right. I don't think anything he said gave anyone any kind
of.
Now, and then plus he assured us all that if you have the vaccine, you won't get COVID. Even though Jen Psaki says, hey, look, they've got a slew of people at the White House who now have COVID, but that's none of your business.
Why do you care?
Why would you care?
So we bought some of the art from
Hunter Biden. Yeah. That's right.
Well, it looks like we've got Brian June Depp with us, the good doctor.
With the great column up again, an American thinker. Hey, Brian, go ahead, unmute yourself. Say hi. Thank you for your time today.
I should be unmuted. Can you hear me?
Yes, you are unmuted.
You are unmuted. Okay, so before we
can you mute Joe Biden?
Yeah, really.
I think when he does these interviews with Don Lemon, they need a mute switch.
That's right. They need.
They'd like to have one today.
I'll bet they would.
They need a body double. Okay, so before we talk to you about the monkey virus that's now going to kill us all, I have a couple questions. Can you explain? So they're talking about COVID cases surging, which I wonder. But so the vaccines, they're never. And actually, let me back up. This isn't really a vaccine when you get right down to it either, but they're not 100% effective. So the people who are now coming down with COVID who have the vaccine, what's going on there?
Well, the vaccine doesn't prevent it entirely. It reduces the risk of getting infected, and it significantly reduces the risk of getting very sick. And that's the benefit. Getting infected. Okay. So you have a cold, bad cold, flu. Most people get over that without any issue. The idea is to keep you out of the hospital, out of the ICU, off a ventilator, keep you from getting very sick.
Okay.
And that's where it's effective. How well the vaccine prevents all variants, and, you know, use the term loosely, a vaccine, but it's supposed to provide immunity to it. Obviously, it doesn't work 100% of the time. But then when we hear these cases, there is a definition for a case. A case is somebody that tests positive and has symptoms of that condition. So just having a positive test for COVID or measles or whatever, if you feel perfectly fine, that doesn't meet the definition of a case, according to CDC or immunologists, epidemiologists, et cetera. And just having a positive test. And we've talked about before the cycle threshold of these PCR tests, where you take a minute fragment of a virus, you know, a few strands or segments of it, you amplify it 40 times. And under those conditions, anybody that's been exposed that walked past somebody that may have been shedding a little bit of virus, they got a couple particles in their nose, the swab gets it, amplifies it, and all of a sudden they're considered a case, even though they're not sick, they have no symptoms. So it's the case count. And when they do cases, the PCR threshold that high, they run into trouble. New York Times did an article last August about cycle threshold over 30, and it's meaningless. And Dr. Fauci has agreed with that in unscripted moments where he
That's dangerous. Dr. Fauci agrees with that.
Let me ask you then about this, because one of the things...
Let me ask you. I mean, as I understand, with most viruses, they mutate. It's just natural for them. What they usually mutate is they become more contagious and less lethal. There are exceptions to that. I guess the Spanish flu became more lethal. But by and large, most of them become, because it lasts, the virus gets to last longer if it doesn't kill all the people. So it becomes more contagious and less lethal. And so that's what appears to be with this Delta virus, but they never tell you that. They never say,
this is what you'd expect.
Yeah, this you'd expect.
Well, there's a narrative, and you're not going to hear the narrative, but you're exactly right, Chuck, that viruses mutate. They constantly, you can get sick with something, and by the time you spread it to somebody else, it may be a variant, because the virus is replicating millions of times in your body. And if a base pair is off or doesn't copy correctly, you have a mutation. But for evolutionary purposes, a virus wants to spread to as many people as possible. So by becoming more transmissible, more contagious, it can spread to more people. If it kills its host, it's very short-lived. And that's what Ebola does, or monkeypox, that was right. The subject of an article, my recent one. These are quite fatal, and somebody gets it, and most of them die from it. They're not going to pass it on because they get sick, they isolate, and that's the end of it. And that's why Ebola, didn't right. take over the country. But these are more transmissible. And if anything, I would say it's a good thing, because more and more people are getting infected with a milder version of COVID, right. which should get us closer to herd immunity much faster. So instead of masking up and keeping the kids home and distancing and lockdowns like they're doing in Australia, to me, it seems you want to let it rip, because if this is a milder version, more people are going to get it. They're going to have a cold or mild symptoms. And I'm not talking about those that are immunocompromised or high risk. I'm talking about the young and the healthy.
Right.
They get it. They're over it. They have immunity. And it gets us that much closer to herd immunity. Countries like Australia and New Zealand that have isolated themselves for a year and a half, very low vaccination rate, 5%, maybe 10%. And anytime there's an outbreak, they lock everything down. So it hasn't been able to kind of run its course, and it's going to take them a long time. And they can't open up until they have herd immunity, and they're either going to have to vaccinate their entire population or
let people
let the virus spread naturally. And in the CDC estimates a third of Americans have had it already. And if you've got over 50% vaccinated, you're in the 80s now in terms of
a real vaccine gives you a mild case of the disease that gives you immunities. So the Delta variant, it may be a blessing in disguise for those who are relatively healthy.
Right.
Well, certainly for kids, right. young kids get it and blow through it. They're all immune and that's done. And,
right.
And then kids won't be a vector from it.
Let me ask you about, because I wanted one of the things too, you never hear in their narrative, they go on and on about the percentage of people who are vaccinated, but they never talk, as you just mentioned there, about the hundreds and millions of people who had it. Now, so if you had it, you're immune, right? I mean, that's how
correct.
It works. Okay.
Are that's correct. Is that absolute? No, nothing's absolute, but for the most part, you are immune.
Okay. And why? And so it goes back to what you said. So we've got roughly then 80% of the people have either been vaccinated or have had it. So these people who are freaking out about saying, if you haven't been vaccinated, you're putting me at risk. Well, I mean, maybe you already had it and now you're immune. The whole point is immunity, right?
If one is vaccinated, if the vaccine works, one is protected. So what's the difference with somebody that's unvaccinated?
Right.
As Dr. Fauci said, anybody that travels to, they pick on Mississippi and Alabama and, all the Southern hicks that supposedly aren't getting vaccinated. As an aside, only 42% of people in the Bronx have been vaccinated. And Bronx is certainly not a Republican stronghold.
Charlene has raised her hand. So Charlene, if you want to go ahead and unmute yourself.
There are a lot of great questions and comments here. We can go through some of them.
Yeah. I think I'm unmuted. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, I've been keeping up with this HHS.gov website, Combat COVID, and I understand that people that are getting, I know you're not an immunologist, but I just have a question, a variety question, a generic question. These people that are getting sick and are going to the ER, they can get these infusions. But an alert came out from this website, HHS.gov, that says the U.S. government is pausing the distribution of monoclonal antibodies because it's being shown not to work well against other types of the COVID-19 virus. I'm just wondering, are they calling this Delta variant a part of the COVID, or is it something we're going to need a new vaccine for? I mean, if these monoclonal antibodies aren't working, you know, to lessen the viral load, you know, in the people who had bad cases of COVID, if they're not working on that, I mean, against the Delta variant, or is it going to have to be a whole new antibody and a whole new vaccine for the new variant? I hope you understood what I was saying.
Absolutely. I think the cynical answer is yes. Every variation, every Greek letter of the alphabet is going to mean more vaccines. And, you know, another half dozen Moderna billionaires and people getting very wealthy off of this vaccine, and an excuse to keep schools closed, an excuse for teachers' unions to push for teachers not working and getting paid. And yes. Excuse to stop having Trump rallies, because those are super spreading events, unlike, you know, protests and other things.
Mm-hmm. Texas,
there's a big political agenda behind all of this. And if you look at so many of the decisions that have been made and how they translate to political considerations, it's hard to take at face value what government officials say, because they contradict themselves, and it doesn't make sense. If you don't have to be a scientist, you just kind of follow the logic and say, why are we doing this? You look at children, and there have been, you know, 300 that died of COVID and all had pre-existing conditions. So what does that say for the healthy? Sure, if somebody's at higher risk, then you take precautions. You do that anyway. Somebody that's got a bad immune system, they're wearing a mask more and washing their hands, and they're not going out into big crowds. That's
exactly.
Always been that way. The extreme case of the boy in the bubble that had no immune system and he had to protect himself from absolutely everything. But there are degrees of that.
So, yes, and can I ask you something also? I'm sorry I'm taking so much of your time. But you know, supposedly if you get the vaccination, you do some shedding because you have the antibodies and you shed them, and then supposedly people who aren't vaccinated can pick up the shedding. Is there such a thing as shedding of the virus?
We don't know. That's something that's been talked about, but there's very little science on it. Really what you might be shedding is spike protein, and that you're injecting messenger RNA that tells your body to make spike protein, and you may be shedding that. You know, any bodily excretion could potentially shed that. What's that doing? Is that triggering an immune reaction? Is that triggering something that's like COVID?
That's fascinating.
Then a positive test or triggering symptoms? And we don't know that.
So, Charlene, you have to wear a mask and get another vaccine.
Yes.
That we have to pick.
Right. Well, two or three masks.
You have to stay in your house, wear a mask and a face shield, even when you go out alone and walk your dog at night with nobody around.
Yeah, or get really healthy. You know, that's what I'm working on. So,
That's the other part of it. That they don't talk about that either. The therapeutics are all poo-pooed, whether it's hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, monoclonal antibodies. And I don't know that the monoclonal antibodies don't work against the variant. That's unknown. I'm not going to say they do or they don't, but it's reasonable to treat it and try.
Yeah.
And the other therapeutics, the idea is to keep people out of the hospital, because once they get sick enough to go into the hospital, that's when bad things can happen.
Well, they tricked us into thinking that simply a case, even a fake case, is bad.
A positive test.
Right.
Yeah. So had a bunch of New York Yankees that were vaccinated test positive. They're all healthy. Right. Nobody has symptoms. You know, so they shut down Major League Baseball because of a positive test. Well, what does that mean? If it's a 40 cycle threshold, that's too high. If you're testing appropriately at a 25 cycle threshold, which the New York Times says is appropriate, and Dr. Fauci and you know, mm-hmm. moments of clarity said it's appropriate. Why are we testing at 40 or 45? Right. And even that's obscure.
Thank you, Charlene.
Hey, thanks, Charlene.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me ask a question from Mark, and I have the exact same question. What do you think about the Rand Paul versus Fauci over gain of function research at the Wuhan Institute?
His money is on Rand Paul.
Well, I would agree. Dr. Fauci is parsing words. It's very Clinton-esque. He's the NIH funded this EcoHealth Alliance that then funded. He's like, well, we didn't fund it per se. So if I give Chuck $20 and he gives it to Julie on my instruction, I didn't give it to Julie. I gave it to Chuck. So mm-hmm. I have plausible deniability. I don't know how that holds up legally. Ask the lawyer.
Well, it also seems to dispute what gain of function was.
Well, gain of function is taking, you know, animal virus and tweaking it so it infects humans. And there was a paper out of the Wuhan Institute that acknowledged an NIH grant. It listed the grant number. That's, and said we had support for this research from NIH grant 12345, and that was gain of function research. So, you know, and Rick Rennell tweeted out a close up of Dr. Fauci's hand that was like, you know, trembling during his testimony that he was nervous. So I don't know. You know, he's parsing his words, and he sent out a flurry of emails in the wee hours of the night when a year ago when all this stuff broke. To, you know, they needed a story and a cover story. Why, you know, right. Why is he sending out emails at 2 a.m? I don't usually do that. So no.
Only Donald Trump does. Well, let me going with that. Then I want to talk about your column in American Thinker, because on this Party Friday, really what you're saying is we don't need to be worried about COVID at all. We need to now worry about this new monkey virus that's going to kill everybody, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit tongue in cheek, but it's, you know, it's the next potential out there. My premise was there was a headline in, I don't know, Reuters or AP or somewhere that a veterinarian in China died of monkey virus. And I said, you know, you go back a year and a half and change it to an ophthalmologist in China died of a bat virus.
There you go.
I'm like, wow, that sounds very familiar. So there's a case of this. And I found a paper from the Wuhan lab where they were playing with pox viruses. There's a vaccine for pox viruses that was patented in, I think, 2019. And I'm thinking, well, why would you make a vaccine for such a rare, rare disease? Smallpox is eradicated. Monkeypox is rare. And then at the same time, a Nigerian fellow turns up in Dallas,
Texas,
with monkeypox. And all of a sudden, they're chasing, you know, several hundred contacts around the country. I mean, is it going to amount to anything? Who knows? But what happens with gain of function research? Is right. the Wuhan lab doing gain of function research on monkey virus to make it a bit less lethal?
Yeah.
So if it kills 70% of those it infects, it's not going to go anywhere. You get it, you die, that's it. It's like Ebola. But what if it's, you know, kind of like old SARS, 10% fatal?
Yeah,
that's pretty damaging, but not fatal enough that it can spread. And there are a lot of similarities. They're assuring us that it's, you know, no human to human transmission. Well, they said that about COVID. The World Health Organization was quite sure. They're saying, oh, this is not a big deal. Don't pay any attention to it. Well, Dr. Fauci said COVID's not a big deal. It's nothing to worry about. It's minuscule risk. Go about your business. Live your life. This was in, you know, February or something of last year. So my premise was history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And I cited a large number of rhymes of the early days of COVID with this monkey virus. Is anything going to happen? Probably not. And it's probably a false alarm. But there's so many familiarities. When I saw the headline, I said, you just changed two words. And you have exactly what we heard a year and a half.
Well, and monkey virus has got to be racist too, because that's talking about evolution and things like that. So I'm sure that there's some, it's
that's
systemic,
true. It's racism. They're going to have to change the name to, you know, M25 or something. I don't know.
Do you think we'll ever be done with Dr. Fauci? I mean, he doesn't seem to want to go into that.
Sweet goodnight.
I mean, he seems to be on television every bit as much as he was a year ago.
I think he likes it. He's you know, boy from New York who loves publicity, and you know, I grew up there, so I know the type, and it's his moment to shine. It's his big debut. You know, the wannabe baseball player or basketball player. Now he's, you know, instead of being Joe DiMaggio, he's Anthony Fauci, and he's famous.
Well, the one thing I'll say for him, he's older than Joe Biden, but he seems mentally
a little bit more coherent.
A lot more coherent. He seems
oh, come on. Joe handled himself with Don Lemon. It's, you know, you needed a translator to it's embarrassing to listen to poor Joe. Yes, Dr. Fauci, you know, he can speak and defend himself, but I think he would have been smart to quit while he was ahead. Yeah. And when Dr. Birx decided to retire, I think he should have too. You know, he's still got his stock in all these vaccine companies or whatever he's invested in. Never mind Trump's tax return. I'd like to see his.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
He's the highest paid federal employee, which is, you know, pretty good gig. Makes more than the president, more than anybody.
Yeah, really. Maybe you could take his place then, and you could. You certainly couldn't pitch worse.
I'll go up against Rand Paul, you know, two ophthalmologists battling it out.
All right. Well, Dr. June Depp, we've got to go now. So your column up on American Thinker. You working on anything else? Got anything coming out over the weekend?
No, that's I got to play catch up now. So,
but okay.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of COVID stuff just because it's been fun. I've done some stuff on the Olympics and the.
Oh yeah,
transgender weightlifter, and we'll see how that goes. I haven't watched any Olympics yet. I think it started maybe yesterday, and
we don't know.
Well, I think you have to have Peacock, and this is annoying to me. That so you because they're not putting it in. They want you to like buy into their live streaming thing, and somehow or another on our TV, Peacock is always subtitled, and for the life of me, I can't get it off. So we won't be watching it either.
If I want to watch Peacocks, I'll just watch The View.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, you got four or five of them, you know, strutting around with their feathers. And
there you go.
How smart and beautiful they all are.
Everyone loves it. Good one.
Okay, take care.
Thank
Have
you,
a good weekend.
See you guys. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye. It was fun.
They're from Sandra. Thank you, Dr. June. Hey, I want to thank everybody for listening.
Yeah,
thank you to Dr.
June. Thank
you for everybody calling in, everybody on Zoom, the great folks at BBS Radio. Remember, not on YouTube, but you can get the shows at chuckandjulie.com.
And we have a button there to listen live, right?
You could. Yes, if you want to listen live, you can just go there and you can listen live, or you can get the archives. And we are also now on Rumble. Just go to rumble.com, Chuck and Julie. Everyone have a great weekend on this party.
Take care, and we'll see you on Monday.
There we go.
Bye-bye.